Welcome to the Abundant Wellness with Andrea podcast, from surviving to thriving in mind, body, and spirit. Hey there, I'm Andrea Jones, registered nurse, functional hormone coach, inner healing and deliverance pastor, and most importantly, wife and mother of two beautiful girls. This podcast is really a conversation about how to discover and walk in an abundant life that God has laid out for us while processing what I call the messy middle, pain, and overcoming things in our life that are hard in order to nurture all of the parts of you so that you can walk in abundant wellness in all areas. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Abundant Wellness with Andrea podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking to you all about changes that happen in your body during menopause, how you need to support your body, what is perimenopause, what defines menopause. We're going to be talking about all of that stuff because I realize there's just a lot of confusion around it. If you are not in the Women's Hormone chat on Instagram, I highly encourage you to go in there. It is how Instagram has set up that chat is that only the moderator, which is me, can post things in there and you can react to them, engage in polls, whatever. So it's not a super like overstimulating chat. I typically only post in there maybe once a day at the very most, but it's a great way to get additional value from my content, get a little bit more of a personalized touch to my content, and making sure that you're getting the most up-to-date information. So make sure to check the show notes. For the link to join that group. But let's talk about first, what is perimenopause and what is menopause? So perimenopause is defined as approximately the 10-year period of time before you stop having a monthly cycle, which would be menopause. And menopause is defined as not having a period for at least 1 year. So that means that even if you go 11.99 months without having a cycle, and then you have another cycle, that clock does start all the way over. So menopause, you're not truly in menopause unless it's been about at least 1 year without having a cycle. If you think about puberty as the ascent into regular monthly menstruation, and perimenopause is the descent out of regular monthly menstruation into menopause, okay? So there are some really significant changes that start to happen leading up to menopause, but the most significant hormonal change that happens in menopause is actually that your ovaries stop producing progesterone and estrogen, and your adrenal glands have to take over the production of estrogen and progesterone. Okay, so the adrenal glands are your stress hormone. They're little glands that sit on top of your kidneys. They are the same size at birth as they are all throughout your life, but they produce the chemicals, the hormones, cortisol. They produce DHEA. They produce cortisone. They require very specific nutrients to nourish the adrenal glands so that they're functioning properly. Okay, so if you think about the hormonal shifts that are taking place in that 10-year period of time before you stop having a cycle, what we need to be supporting is we need to be supporting our stress responses. We need to be supporting our nervous system, our gut, brain, ovary communication, so that by the time you get to menopause, your adrenals and your gut are not so completely drained that there's no nutrients to pull from in order to create the hormones that your ovaries were making. Okay. So what are some things that change in menopause? That's the single biggest change, is that the adrenals take over the function or the role of the ovaries, meaning they take over the production of hormones, they take over the role that the ovaries had, the ovaries stop producing those hormones, and the adrenals then step in to produce that. So if you experienced long, prolonged periods of stress, prolonged periods of anxiety, chronic stress, not sleeping well leading up to menopause, that can absolutely make menopause worse for you. So this is why you might end up going to your OB. You might end up getting lab testing and they say, you know, your labs are totally normal. You know, we'll just put you on hormone replacement therapy, which for some women that is beneficial and that is enough for them. For the majority of women, it's not enough for them. And that's because the hormones, estrogen and progesterone in hormone replacement therapy are really the end product, meaning that they will only work as well as all of the other root causes have been addressed. So, that being said, if you have started hormone replacement therapy, if you started, you know, progesterone or estrogen therapy in any way, shape, or form, and you notice that maybe you got 30% improvement, but it only lasted for 2 or 3 months, most likely, that is because you are not supporting the adrenal glands. There's something driving up the cortisol or driving down the cortisol. The gut-brain connection has not been well supported, and the nervous system is having a hard time coping with all of those changes. So, for the majority of the women that I work with, and I work with approximately 40% of my clients are perimenopausal, menopausal, or postmenopausal clients, it is not enough to just do hormone replacement therapy. It is not enough to just take a progesterone cream or tincture. It's not enough to just take estrogen. It is, we have to be supporting all of the other aspects that are leading into why our hormones are behaving in a funky way. So, if you're listening to this and you're like, gosh, I don't even know where to start. I feel like my hormones are a mess. I feel like, you know, I just don't feel good in my body. I feel like my body is tired. Some of the common symptoms or complaints that we hear for women who are going through that change of, you know, perimenopause to menopause is, you know, really significant sleep issues, insomnia, irritability, anxiety, brain fog is a really big one. Loss of memory. We laugh about this, ladies, we laugh about it, but a loss of memory and focus is actually an indicator that, you know, that your estrogen and progesterone are dropping. Estrogen and progesterone are extremely brain protective or neuroprotective. And we need them to keep our brain healthy and protect it from things like dementia and Alzheimer's and memory loss and a bunch of other things. In addition to those hormones are very heart protective. So it's not just that you feel crappy in your body, it's that we need to be addressing the symptoms, and addressing the root causes so that we can protect your brain and your heart for the long term. It's not just about having a loss of libido, right? Or a loss of energy, or, you know, feeling like just hot flashes and night sweats. Like those are surface level symptoms. We want to make sure that we're addressing the bigger problem. So if that's you and you don't want know where to start, I would highly encourage you to schedule a complimentary breakthrough call with me. I will go over, you know, your specific case, what's going on, what's missing from your protocol, and get you an action plan to move forward, whether you work with me or not. We can talk a little bit about doing a Dutch hormone panel to make sure that we're addressing the right things for you, that we're getting a really in-depth view of how you're feeling and how you're doing, and really just get you set on a good path moving forward. So I hope that this little 10-minute episode helped you to understand perimenopause and menopause a little bit better. I do have a couple training bundles in my shop that are more specific on this, meaning, you know, it's an hour class that you can take with some action plans attached to it. That I will drop in the show notes as well. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Share it with a friend who's struggling, and thank you so much for listening.